West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica's interim city manager Jeff Reese calling the City of Gold's annual fireworks extravaganza the pinnacle of all events in the city of Villarica.
It's a way that we can all get together as a community and as a nation and celebrate the birth of the greatest nation on earth. We're proud to be a part of that.
The 18th annual event begins at 5 o'clock today outside the Villarica Civic Center V-Plex off Carrollton-Villarica Highway. This year's activities include live music, face painting, inflatables, food, helicopter rides, and more. The headlining musical act for tonight, Fleetwood Mac tribute band Landslide. And, of course, the night closes out with what is believed to be the biggest fireworks display west of Atlanta. City of Carrollton getting into the celebration Thursday morning as the Sertoma Clubs sponsor the annual People's Parade through downtown beginning at 10 a.m.
Leading the parade is our local veteran groups. Our first one is the Colors of Our Nation, and that will be led by the American Legion Post 143 Honor Guard. And then we have our Gold Star families, and they will be representing the 350 Carroll County families since the Revolutionary War that has lost a family member. Riding in the Georgia National Guard vehicle are the families of six of our local community that gave their lives in recent wars so that you can walk freely today.
Parade Director Rebecca Smith says those leading floats will be followed by at least 80 other entries. The parade broadcasts live on KISS 102.7. Georgia Department of Transportation is suspending lane closures on Georgia interstates, including I-20 and state routes, for the upcoming July 4th holiday weekend. The suspension will continue until 10 p.m. on Sunday, July 7th. During this period, construction-related closures will be on hold to facilitate smoother travel. However, Georgia DOT urges drivers to remain cautious, as crews may still be working near highways and some long-term lane closures may still be in place due to safety concerns. Well, portions of Carroll, Douglas, Paulding, and Coweta counties are experiencing moderate drought conditions, according to the most recent U.S. Drought Monitor. Under these conditions, crops are vulnerable, soil moisture is low, gardens and lawns require more water, and stream and pond levels are lower. And a 50-year-old Temple man has been charged with pandering, one of 14 people so far arrested in the proactive multi-agency investigative effort targeting sex traffickers and sex buyers in the northwest Georgia area. James Hollick is free from the Bartow County Jail after meeting a $5,000 bond. Hollick's arrest was part of Operation Etowah Exploits, where law enforcement says arrestees ranging in age from 22 to 59 traveled from areas around Bartow County with the intent to purchase sex or sell sex. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.